DeepEnglish.com. Child Slavery. Fluency Booster. Part C. During his trip to the U.S., Iqbal wanted to meet children his own age, so he went to Broad Meadows Middle School. He talked to the students about his experience as a child slave. Why did he go to Broad Meadows Middle School? He went to Broad Meadows Middle School because he wanted to meet children his own age. What did he talk to the students about? He talked to the students about his experience as a child slave. He also talked about children like him all over the world who never have the chance to go to school. The students of Broad Meadows were very moved by Iqbal's words. Before he left, they wrote hundreds of letters in support of Iqbal. After he left, they began writing letters to U.S. politicians asking them to fight against child labor. How did the students feel about Iqbal's words? The students were very moved by Iqbal's words. Why did the students write letters to U.S. politicians? The students wrote letters to U.S. politicians asking them to fight against child labor. When Iqbal returned, he took some of the letters he received from the American students and put them on his wall. He made many friends there and didn't want to forget them. What did Iqbal do with some of the letters? He put some of the letters on his wall. Why did he put them on his wall? He didn't want to forget his American friends. He was planning to return to the U.S. to continue studying after he finished high school. An American university recognized his work fighting for the rights of children and offered him a full scholarship. What did Iqbal want to do after he finished high school? After he finished high school, he was planning to return to the U.S. to continue studying. Did an American university offer Iqbal a full scholarship? Yes, an American university offered him a full scholarship. Why did they offer him a full scholarship? They offered him a full scholarship because they recognized his work fighting for the rights of children. Iqbal would never get the chance to go to school in the U.S. or continue his studies at home. When he returned to Pakistan, he went to his uncle's house with his cousins. On the way, Iqbal was shot in the back and killed. No one knows who killed Iqbal, but many people think it was the carpet industry. Where did he go when he returned to Pakistan? When he returned to Pakistan, he went to his uncle's house. What happened on the way? On the way, he was shot and killed. Who killed Iqbal? No one knows who killed Iqbal. Iqbal's death was a tragedy, but his life was an inspiration. He was only 12 years old, but he was a true hero. In just 2 years, he helped 3,000 children become free. How could you describe Iqbal's death? Iqbal's death was a tragedy. How could you describe his life? His life was an inspiration. How many children did Iqbal help free? He helped 3,000 children become free. The courage of a small boy to stand up against the powerful carpet industry deeply moved people around the world. The children of Broad Meadows continue to remember Iqbal and his fight for the rights of children. Were people around the world moved by Iqbal's courage? Yes, people around the world were moved by Iqbal's courage. Do the children of Broad Meadows remember Iqbal? Yes, the children of Broad Meadows remember Iqbal. Every year, they visit all the stores in their town and ask them whether children make any of the products they sell. They also have raised money to open schools in Pakistan and other countries in Iqbal's memory. What do the Broad Meadows students ask the stores? They ask them if they know whether children make any of the products they sell. What did the students raise money for? The students raised money to open schools in Pakistan and other countries in Iqbal's memory. Child labor is still a problem in many countries, such as India and Pakistan, but it's also a problem in some countries in Europe, too. Around the world, there are 158 million child workers between the ages of 5 and 14. Is child labor only a problem in Pakistan? No, child labor is a problem around the world. How many child workers are there around the world? There are 158 million child workers around the world. In the worst situations, children are forced to become soldiers and prostitutes. Even in rich countries where child labor problems are rare, there is an economic connection. What happens to children in the worst situations? In the worst situations, they are forced to become soldiers and prostitutes. What kind of connection do rich countries have with child labor problems? Rich countries have an economic connection with child labor problems. Who is making the products you buy? Could it be a little boy or little girl like Iqbal?